Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Boar Meets World, episode 16, Risky Business. We are your hosts. I'm Kyle. Sitting across the table from me, as always, is Steven.
Hey.
Hey, what's the matter?
I was about to sneeze.
Oh.
Yeah.
You held it in like a champ, though.
Yeah, thanks.
It looked like weird as shit, but you held it in.
Appreciate that.
So, Boy Meets World, episode 16, Risky Business.
Boy Meets World?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the episode we're covering on Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Because, just so you know, our show basically is just a recap of the show where we discuss it.
Oh, God, here we go.
I'm going to put that up there up front so you know, so we don't waste your time.
Yeah, this is a warning.
Yeah.
Don't mind all the followers we have.
Yeah, and, all the general positive reviews we have.
Yeah. This is a shit show.
Yeah.
So get ready.
Yeah. Tune in or tune out. You've been warned. All right, so this episode opens up with the classroom.
Yes, I have it here in my notes.
And we have Minkus and Topanga giving a presentation on a stock report.
Yes.
So apparently they took $3,000, invested it in ethical companies.
Wait, can you tell us what the assignment is?
I think it was that they gave them like $1,000, and they made their own little groups, and they were going to invest in the stock market and see who did better.
Oh, I don't think it had to be stock specific, did it?
Oh, it didn't? Just take $1,000 and...
Yeah, try to run a business, basically,
yeah.
I think.
Okay,
or
yeah.
Something
run a successful lines. Business. But anyway, you're fine. No.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Oh, no, my bad. No. As far as I got, though, you can give a little more detail there from your notes.
I thought you were doing great. Continue.
You threw me the heck off. But Topanga and Minkus are a group.
Yep.
Working on it. Yep. Minkus is in love with Topanga. So,
aren't we all?
Sure.
All right. No. Nope.
Season 7 on, you know. But we'll get more in detail as we go forward. Just kidding.
Get more in detail on how we love her.
Sure. No. God, that sounded bad after I said it. But anyways, they give their presentation. Then the next group is scheduled to come up. Well, the next group, shocker, hasn't even started theirs yet.
Oh, my God. Who is it?
That is the group of Mr. Matthews and Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the assignment wasn't even due for another week.
Right.
So I wanted to get this out of the way.
Yeah. Well, this is a progress report of sorts.
Yeah, a progress report for an assignment. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I don't recall such a thing.
Well, like in English, you know, you would have to turn in drafts, right?
Yeah.
Rough draft, second draft, final draft.
Mm-hmm.
I never did the first two.
Okay.
But I was like, I'm so good, I can write it one time.
Maybe our teacher... friend, listener, can tell me more about this progress report for a specific assignment.
Well, you know, businesses will do these things like quarterly reviews to see how the company is doing and stuff.
Sure.
So,
but still, I don't remember not turning in an assignment but still going over it before it was due. And it just seems strange to me.
Well, you, as a teacher, I would feel like you want to make sure that the students are on the right path, you know? Like, make sure they're getting the right idea, grasping the concept clearly, while they're not being graded on it. So when they are graded, they can get the best possible grade.
Well, I didn't have a teacher quite as good as Mr. Feeney.
Nobody did.
Maybe that was the problem. Usually we got an assignment, and we forgot about it until it was time to pass it up.
While we're talking about school, I got to tell you about this.
Oh, please.
Okay. My sister goes to the same high school we went to, right?
You have a sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah. I do. And I'm not talking about Zach either.
Oh.
Yeah. But she quit going her last year, right? Just quit going. Never dropped out or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just quit going to classes. They went ahead and gave her a diploma. Yeah. Let that sink in. A high school diploma. Then show up her last year. Just went ahead and passed her. And she wasn't... like, she's not dumb. She's very artistic and stuff. But as far as like...
say artistic or...
artistic.
Okay.
With an R. Not a U. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you went there. But, yeah, didn't show up for, like, the whole year.
It was too easy.
Then my stepmom's like, yeah, they went ahead and gave her a diploma.
Are you sure that's not your stepmom just telling you a story?
No.
Because that seems like a parent just taking up for their kid. And they're like, she got a diploma. That's fine.
No. She was just like, yeah, they went ahead and gave her a diploma. I was like, what? She hadn't been there in, like, a year. She's like, I know.
Are you sure it's real? Just print it out and say, hey,
I don't know. I'm assuming it came to the house and the stepmom was the one that received it because she's not living there anymore. But
interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
I mean,
supposed to happen.
Seriously, yeah. And I'm like, there's hundreds of teachers up here marching on the Capitol for their pensions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the outlook of the retirement system for teachers in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And this happens.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of shits on your whole cause, right?
Well, maybe they're busy protesting.
Too busy protesting? Just give her the diploma. We don't have time.
They didn't realize she wasn't in class.
Yeah.
Because neither were they.
If I went on Capitol Hill, I would have known she wasn't showing up.
I feel like we're going to piss off our teacher listener.
No. I feel like she... I hope she understands where I'm coming from with this. But, like, obviously, this probably wouldn't happen at her school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would it happen? You know, tweet us.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
I can't remember your name, but what's up?
But, yeah, that's crazy. So, anyways.
A little wacky.
Yeah, back to the show.
Yeah. Let's get back to what we're supposed to do. This is just a recap of the show.
We don't add any extra material. So, you know, there's no reason for you to tune in for the anecdotes of our life.
It's just a straight fucking snooze fest. That's all we're here for.
Yeah, boar meets world. Emphasis on boar. But, yeah, Feeney, after class is dismissed, Feeney grabs Sean and Corey and is like, you got a week left? I want to see some effort.
Mm-hmm.
Corey's like, effort is my middle name. And Shauna goes, yeah, starts with an F.
Ha!
I'm paraphrasing. I don't think that's how he actually said it, but...
Close enough.
You get the joke.
Boy, did I. And it was hilarious.
They go outside of the classroom, and Minkus and Sean and Corey offer up a bet. Was it $10 to see who can make it grow or something?
Uh-huh.
Was that it?
Sure.
Like, they just take a bet. I forget what the bet's over. Sean gets the idea to bet on some horses. You're smiling. What am I missing here?
I'm just enjoying you. You're kind of taking what I usually do.
So it's fun for me. If you guys don't know, sorry to diverge from discussing the show and only the show. I'm usually doing this podcast after working crazy hours or working a lot or at the end of the day when I'm like tired.
Well, are you telling me what you're doing right now is you like fucking hyped?
Fresh and hyped, yes.
Well, that is sad.
What? Oh, it's not very good?
No, it's great. Please continue. What are Corey and Minkus and Sean getting into here?
All right. Bet $10.
Yeah. Their weekly allowance, yeah.
Yeah. So Sean and Corey get this idea that Sean's uncle knows horses.
Uncle Frank?
Uncle Frank knows horses.
Frankie Two Toes, I believe his name is.
Can't tell you why he's named Frankie Two Toes, otherwise he'd have to kill you. But they're going to put their money on a horse. Because Frankie knows horses. He can make them a lot of money. Corey's like, well... If Frankie's so good at knowing horses and this stuff, how come he lives in a trailer?
Ho-ho.
Some foreshadowing for future seasons. But
time to get to the trailer park. And that takes us straight into our favorite part of every episode.
The opener.
That's right.
Love the opener.
Really?
I'm sure if you listen to 16 episodes of this, you know my true feelings about the opener.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Big
love
fan.
It. Yeah. Great.
It's the same opener we use for the show. That's why we use it.
Yeah, I found that out. Because normally if I go back and listen to it, I just listen to the rough cut recorded version with Tara. I don't know what you
guys... Yeah, there's a rougher cut out there than what you guys hear, if you can believe that.
Yeah. I like it. It's very raw, you know?
Oh, boy.
But
yeah, after the wonderful intro, we're in the Matthews home. Corey's a little nervous as they listen to the horse race on the radio.
Sean's loving it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a thrill seeker.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay. What tells you that?
Well, you see Corey over there. He's frantic. He doesn't want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
He's nervous because he's losing money. Sean's like, he's going to be awesome. I'm going to make money. Mm-hmm. He's not seeing the risks involved, which we'll get into the lesson later.
I think it's just $10, man.
$10 to them when their allowance is $5 a week. That's 2 weeks' pay.
That's true.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks you're doing without if you lose.
Mm. What are they going to do with $5? I believe you had a note about money.
Snacks.
Although... We're not quite there yet, but I'm going to go ahead and jump ahead.
Money. Which one was my thing? Following money?
Chasing money? The 680 in this time frame.
Well, I was going to look that up while you talked.
Oh, okay.
So I don't actually have it pulled up.
Well, we'll get there.
Okay.
Go ahead. Sean finds a love note from Corey's dad to Corey's mom.
Yep. Boom, boom.
You might know them as Amy. Yeah.
Or Pooh Bear and Boom Boom.
Or Pooh Bear and Boom Boom.
Yeah.
Which, I love those names for each other. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's affectionate.
Would you call your girlfriend Boom Boom?
No.
No? No. Well, you should start.
I should.
Yeah.
She's going to come in today. Hey, Boom Boom, how was your day?
What?
Yeah, she's going to love it. Got some wonderful poetry going on for Valentine's Day, and they're going to meet at a restaurant.
Yep. Where they, where Alan proposed.
That's right.
To Amy.
That's right. Anywho, back to the horse racing. Guess what happens?
What?
Their horse that they bet on
wins.
Named Tuna Melt. Wins. And that turns their $10 into $99.
$99, people.
Can you believe that? Let's say you're 11, 12 years old and you got $99. What are you doing with it?
Holy crap. I wouldn't know what to do.
Really?
Yeah. First thing I'm going to do is go buy the whole action line of Power Rangers. Even though 12 years old is probably too old to be playing with Power Rangers. You're towing it.
Yeah.
Because I remember I did that, actually, when I was like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
I was like, I got some money coming in. I can finally live my boyhood dream of having the full set of Power Rangers. Yeah. All five of them. Because I would just get little pieces here and there.
Mm-hmm. Did you take them out and actually play with them?
Yeah.
I was kind of a collector guy.
No, I'm all about function. I got to play with it. Can't just look at it.
All right, fine. Corey is losing this shit.
Yeah. Can't believe he won it.
Yeah. He's trying to keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
To Boom Boom here, though.
Yeah, Boom Boom comes in. They're like, oh, we were just listening to the Flyers game. They scored and won.
Yeah.
You got Philadelphia it. Flyers. If you guys are unfamiliar with hockey.
I'm not a sports guy.
Yeah.
It went right over my head.
Oh,
well. I assumed it was a baseball team because they love baseball.
No, they were actually talking about hockey, which makes sense because it's Valentine's, winter season hockey season. I'm spitballing. I have no idea when hockey season is.
Sounded good, though.
Yeah.
I appreciate the effort.
You're welcome.
I'm having a rough time with this.
Are you really?
Yeah.
All right, well.
It's been too long.
Amy gets the Valentine address to Boom Boom. She's like, I'm going to have to get a babysitter, right? So she's like, well, I was about 12 when I started babysitting Corey. How about it pays $2 an hour? She's like, "He, that's chump change to him now. He just won $99.
That's right.
He's like, keep your money. I'll watch her.
Although, if I'm Corey, I'm still taking the money.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. I'm kind of greedy.
Definitely. You always want more money.
Yeah.
So.
And I like gambling.
That's true. You do.
I say this is my favorite episode of Boy Meets World.
Yeah. We could talk about your gambling later.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they decide to let Corey babysit.
Yep.
Come Monday night when Boom Boom, Pooh Bear go out.
Yep.
Eric strolls into the house, and guess what he's doing?
He's wanting answers.
He's complaining about his love life.
Yeah.
As he does nearly every episode.
I'm wondering why this one girl won't go out with him. All he did was just kind of run into her best friend and French kiss her.
Not a biggie.
He doesn't see the issue.
Yeah. Corey gives him a little advice to take a big old risk.
Yeah.
And do something bold.
High risk, high reward.
Please keep saying your mistake.
Yeah. High re-risk? Oh, man.
Very good.
Yep. I think I just summed myself up there. High re-risk. But, oh, boy.
Did you say artistic or?
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah. Corey, give him some advice.
Yeah.
Take a big re-whisk. Re-whisk.
A re-whisk.
We're falling apart.
Yeah.
It's a rough day.
It is.
I thought we were energetic.
And, oh, I'm well,
maybe too much energy.
I've got a lot of energy right now. I'm vibrating.
Really?
Yeah. I'm good. Let's do this.
You're shaking the table over here.
15 minutes in, let's do this.
Yeah, let's start now.
Okay, but this is when they have the great idea to bet their $99 on the horse again, right? After they give Eric the advice and stuff, they start talking about
Not quite there yet.
Not quite there yet. Okay, sorry.
Before that, we're going to get to school. Corey and Sean present the report by relating their horse bet. And Minkus is trying to get them into trouble because I believe it is
illegal for minors to gamble.
That's right. And Corey and Sean quickly claim that this is all hypothetical, of course.
Yeah, it's all above board. We're not really doing it.
They're just doing the 1,000, fake 1,000. You know, it's not a thing. And, of course, Mr. Feeney doesn't condone gambling.
Right.
But he thinks it does prove the point of, how do you say this again? I forget. High risk yeah.
And higher reward.
And the higher potential of a reward, right?
Right.
And they end up getting an A, okay?
So they're living the high life. They're making money, having great grades.
And now we're back into the Matthews living room. Eric strolls in and he tells Corey about how he got a date with the prettiest girl at his school.
Yep, because he stuffed himself in her locker.
Yeah. You ever done that?
Do I look like I can fit in a locker? I mean, really. Come on now.
Woo! Okay. Yeah. Did someone try to stuff you into a locker?
Never. Mm. They're probably like, I don't want to do this to somebody's locker.
What do you think would happen to the locker?
I'd probably bend it. School's cheap. Probably plastic lockers or something. You all right over there?
No.
You ever bet on horses?
No.
No,
definitely not.
Well,
I did play the, there's those fucking slot machines.
Yeah.
In Lexington.
Oh, with the Red Mile or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, gambling is illegal in our state.
Yeah. Unless it's horse racing.
Unless, you know, of course, all the horse racing that actually happens. Or if you have a place and you got some slot machines and they might mention something about horse racing on them.
Loophole.
And that's on the up and up. Although I will say more than half of those machines did not mention horse racing whatsoever.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know somebody's greasing somebody's pockets.
I imagine so. But still, I can't play any cards in this state. I mean,
you know,
what
the
hell?
I'm about to blow your mind.
Blow it.
And probably any other Kentuckian that listens to this episode.
Which I'm sure there's a lot, right? Kentucky. Woo!
Yeah. Big blue, yeah.
Or big red, if you like them.
I am a Louisville fan. Sorry if that makes you turn the thing off. I actually do not condone horse racing in any way.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It's exploiting horses and...
And short guys. Gotta look out for the short guys.
Yeah, somebody's gonna come in and be like, well, we're offering those short people jobs.
Well, that's true. Where the hell are we?
They just got out of the report.
You know how much money is in horse racing, though?
You ever been in for sales?
Yeah, I told you I worked this recent job, right?
Yeah.
It was being like a catering thing for a horse auction.
Right.
Insane.
How much those studs go for?
About the highest I saw that day was a high 500 G's.
Yeah.
And apparently that was on the low point.
Right. He's probably past his prime.
I was talking to people that are always kind of around that thing, and they were saying, last year one went for about $10 million, just a horse.
And they're using it for breeding, right? They're not going to race it.
I have no idea, but this all just seems ridiculous to me.
Like, people will pay in the thousands for, like, you know, sperm from these horses.
I love animals, sure, but I'm not paying $10 million for one.
No, I wouldn't pay $10 million for a human.
Well,
yeah,
depends.
No, slavery is wrong.
Oh, right.
In any shape or form. All right, let's get back to the show, what the show's about, following
let's get to
Boy
the
Meets
recap
World
portion.
Too much personality, just need to get rid of that.
Yeah, I don't like this whatsoever.
Yep.
They find another note from Amy to Alan this time.
Dear Pooh Bear.
From Boom Boom to Pooh Bear. Do you remember the poems that each of them wrote?
As generic, roses are red, violets are blue, wear the cologne you like, la 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 la, I don't know.
Wear that cologne you like, la 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 loo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
You keep it.
Would you say one of them was better than the other?
Well, Sean and Corey thought so.
Yeah.
They said Boom Boom poetry is not Boom Boom strong suit or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
Agree? Disagree?
I don't really have an opinion about it. You're raising kids and working 12-hour days, coming home working 12 hours. I think you can slack on the poetry a little bit.
I don't know. I think they need to step up their poetry game myself.
Yeah. Well, Eric gets the bright idea that girls love poetry, and he's going to go write some for
his new prettiest girl at the high school girlfriend. Yes.
Yeah, the risky girl.
Yeah. Well, he's the risky boy, I think. Yes. Yeah, seem real.
Yeah. We should use it as a track when we think we're funny. Just, like, put that in there.
Yeah, that's going to be in the background the entire episode this week.
Oh, God. But anyways, have they bet the money yet?
This show is just for us, I think.
Yeah, that's fine.
Corey comes to his realization that he's been playing it safe his entire life.
Yeah.
Kind of like you.
Yeah. Kind of like me?
Yeah.
Are you saying I've played it safe my whole life?
Yeah, pretty much. You don't think so?
I had that one bet I made.
Did you lie in it?
Huh?
Or did you say bet or bed?
Bet.
Nah, because I heard
bet. I had a pretty good bet. Did you lie in it? Did you lie in that bet?
Well, you should. Seemed comfy. What was the bet? Can you talk about it on the air?
Yeah, we were playing poker with air quotes fake money.
The kings thing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I had trip kings, right?
Yeah, run us through the hand.
Okay.
Can you remember it? Flop, everything?
Not flop and turn and river, but I thought that the guy I was playing might have full houses, but...
Full houses? My God.
Yeah, full houses. Yeah. So I had to go step by step through this hand.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm trying to make cheesy jokes about family sitcoms, but...
That's good.
Anyway, he raises me, I bet, all in, $100.
That's right.
Yeah. And I'm, like, shaking. Sick.
You look pretty scared.
Yeah, I was.
I don't know if that was your intention or...
Oh, it wasn't my intention. Okay. But it probably helped him put money in, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Because he's
yeah.
like, that little petrified shit over there, is, I got him. So, then I end up doubling up and making like $200 off this pot. Knocking him out of the game.
Well, this fella has so much money, he's rebut in, but...
Yeah, still made me feel good, though.
Did it?
Yeah. Corey's been playing it safe his whole life.
That was smooth.
Thanks.
Way to go. Like hell of a segue.
Thanks.
Like who?
Like chunky peanut butter smooth?
No, kind of like, yeah, I was going to say something, but now I don't know if it's right.
Oh, okay, well.
Like that Rob Thomas song?
Oh, smooth?
Yeah.
smooth,
you got it.
It's a smooth song. Santana can play a mean guitar.
That's true.
Yeah.
I like Rob Thomas. Mm.
He's good.
Yeah. So yeah, he's playing it safe. Got him nowhere.
Yeah. Now he's hanging out with Sean.
Except we're in this room with Sean.
And Sean's like, thanks.
So, he asked Sean, call his uncle, Frankie Two Toes, to bet their $99 on another horse race.
All of it.
So guess what happens?
They win it.
How'd you know that?
I watched the episode. Remember, this is just a recap of the whole episode.
How much money did they win?
They won $680, sir.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did you get to what you wanted to get to?
Yes, yet? I did.
Okay.
You ready? All right.
Yeah, that's what I was doing the entire time. That's why this took so many turns. I was trying to help you get there.
Oh, thanks, man.
This was all very well planned.
So I looked this up online, right? 1994, $680. What it's equal to in 2018? It is equal to $1,149.77 in today's money.
How much money?
$1,149.77.
I would love to have that much.
Isn't that
money.
Crazy? At 12 years old?
Well, any age.
Yeah. I'd love to have it right now.
Yeah. I'd take it today, tomorrow, yesterday.
Hell, even the next day.
Yeah. Beyond that, maybe not. But it's a lot of money, son.
Yeah.
And so is $680, by the way. Yeah. I would also take that right now.
Yeah. In today's money, $680.
I am poor.
Pay him.
I'm kind of like Sean.
You don't live in a trailer.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Corey is riding high after this big win.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times they counted that $680. I believe it was like 12 at least.
They are chasing money, man. Like he's answering the phone like 5-1's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm good. But then Corey's sister comes in, right?
Right. She's very unhappy yeah. that he's not being a very attentive yeah. babysitter.
He's not entertaining her.
He gets a phone call, another phone call, though.
Yep.
It's not from Boom Boom.
Not from Pooh Bear.
Not from Pooh Bear. It's Sean.
Yep.
Which I don't know how Sean... Was there a time jump in this? Or because I thought Sean literally just left the room.
Yeah. Also, why would Sean leave his share of the money there?
Well, you don't trust your best friend?
Not with that kind of... Not with $1,149.77 in 2018 money, no.
You wouldn't let me have that and give it to you later?
Never.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I'm learning a lot this episode.
Are you? Good.
But yeah, he was just there.
Yeah.
Now he's getting a phone call.
Yeah. Well, he lives like a block away, right? He probably sprinted home.
Yes, yeah, supposedly. But he's not at home. He's down up at Stu, I can't remember the name, Pizza World.
Yeah, Pizza Place, and there's some baseball player.
We got Lenny Dykstra in the house.
Yeah.
You've ever heard this name before besides this episode?
Nope.
Is he good?
I have no idea. Well, I never heard the name, but I saw him play a whole lot.
Yeah.
No. No, I didn't. That's a lie.
You should have went with it. I bought it. So they're going to try to get some baseball cards signed, right?
Right, because they're going to be worth a bunch of money. It's rookie cards of him.
Is it?
Yeah, which I'm not really familiar with baseball cards, but rookie cards.
Well, see, I think they're cards, and they're about this big.
Made of plastic, right?
Yeah, and they got pictures of the baseball
oh,
players.
Oh, they so. Do, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Weird. Crazy.
Might
go
have
on.
Some stats on them. I'm not sure.
Blowing my mind.
That's all I know about them.
Okay. Well, apparently, like, rookie cards are, like, really good if you get them signed or something.
Okay. Well, Lenny Dykstra is down over at Pizza World.
Yeah.
And they're trying to go get these cards signed. Corey's supposed to be babysitting Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan's not wanting to go.
She doesn't want to go. She don't know who Lenny Dykstra is. Nobody does.
Right.
She ain't trying to see that shit.
Yeah. Is he going to entertain me? Huh?
Doubt it.
Don't think so.
No. Because baseball is boring. Is that what you're trying to say?
Hmm? That's what she's trying to say, not me.
Okay. Got you too confused there for a second.
You all right?
I'm having fun. So that gets us to Corey making a bet with her. No, I don't want to get there yet because I wanted to insert a clip from the show near this point.
Okay.
So she doesn't want to go. She rushes into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And she tells him something, and it sounds something like this.
What okay. By the news, okay. Good. Don't you
so
understand?
So he makes her a bet of 5 cupcakes that she can't get in trouble if he leaves her there alone.
Six cupcakes.
She asked for 6. Yes, yeah. And she'll do it. No problem. You like cupcakes?
Yeah.
Really?
I do.
What's your favorite kind of cupcake?
I really don't care. I kind of just eat them for the frosting.
Mm, okay.
Like, I could probably just wipe off the frosting and eat that and throw the cupcake away. Mm. So, actually, I don't really care about cupcakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Could you eat 6 frosting tubs in a row?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I could probably eat more than that, really.
No.
Very I could good. So, I would eat frosting.
What?
I don't know where I'm going with that. I was trying to make it seem like I was superior to a 6-year-old girl when it comes to eating cupcakes.
Yeah, but you're definitely better at eating frosting
than
a 6-year-old girl.
Yeah.
You are the man.
I'm the man. I'm the cupcake man.
I feel like all the energy left this room.
Yeah,
this point.
It deflated. Yeah. It's good to know we're back on track now.
Yeah, this is where we should be. Yeah. This is our us.
Yeah, this is us right here. Just, low enthusiasm.
Just totally flatlined.
Yeah.
Loving it.
Dead.
Morgan is loving this freedom that she's having
mm-hmm.
once Corey leaves her.
Yep.
She turns on the rocker stereo, and it's a hell of a jam, and it sounds a little something like this. And boy, was that rocking. Then she's, like, dancing to it. She's throwing her baby doll around. Then she knocks over a pedestal and breaks a window.
Somehow the music goes off when that happens, too. I didn't really understand that, but...
Well, I believe that the pedestal fell over, and this is just a theory.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe landed on the cord as well, pulled it out the wall.
Mm, interesting theory.
What do you think?
It's pretty good. That's almost as good as my Allen theory.
What was that again?
You'd have to go back and listen.
What episode?
It's the episode about racial intolerance or something.
Yeah, go check that out in the archive.
Yeah.
Very good episode.
Great episode.
You did get some feedback on that theory.
I read.
Yeah. Oh, you're on the social media, huh?
I peeked at Twitter a time or two. Okay. Lurking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
I lurk. I don't participate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm a creep.
I bet you're a cherry bun bun. So, yeah, she breaks the window. Oh, no. She does the whole Home Alone gimmick.
Yeah.
Runs out of there. Corey arrives home with Sean. They're very excited about these signed baseball cards.
Yep. Just licensed to print money, pretty much.
Yeah, cha-ching. Yep. And then they see a broken window and Morgan's doll laying nearby. And he is very concerned.
Yeah, this is bad. This is bad.
Yeah. I'm trying to take it to a serious tone here.
Oh, sorry.
This is
true.
There you go.
Thanks. I mean, thanks.
So he's unable to find her in the house. And he comes to the conclusion that she must have been kidnapped.
Yeah.
So he runs outside. Mr. Feeney's chilling, as always. Probably drinking some apple juice.
Mm, yep. Breeding.
Yeah.
Getting smarter.
Do you remember that one? Callback?
Yeah.
Apple juice? Okay.
Thought it was bourbon, but it's apple juice.
Just keeping you on your toes here. And Feeney's like, yo, dude, just right there. Right there in that tree. Come on.
Yeah. Where you been?
So they run up, or he runs up there anyways. Mm-hmm. Gives her a big old hug. A little too tight for her.
Yeah. She's like, too tight.
And he starts to insist that this is all his fault. She's not going to get in trouble for the whole window thing. It's all good.
Right.
Big bro, going to take the blame. Going to take the hit.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Well, I never did for my brother, but...
Okay, I was about to go right into it. Oh, did you ever take the blame for your brother for anything?
You know...
Which I'm sure you did multiple times, actually.
Yeah, even if it wasn't my choice, I took it. Yeah.
Give us your best story.
Oh, my brother?
Yeah. You taking the blame for him?
Well... He, like, we were arguing or something, and then he jumped on top of me and was, like, trying to, like fight me or hit me or something, and I got a hold of him. I'm just sitting there squeezing him, and he's on top of me, okay? He can get up and leave anytime he wants. He's just there, and he's like, "Let go of me! Let go of me!" And my grandma is in the other room. You know,
I didn't understand that.
My grandma's in the other room.
My
grandma is in the other room, and she goes, "Kyle, you better get off him right now." And I'm like, "I'm not on him. He's on me." And he's like, "Get off me! Get off me!" And he's like, "Get off of him." She is looking at us. She can clearly see he is on top of me, and she's telling me to get off of him. Isn't that crazy?
I don't know if that you're taking the blame.
I am taking the blame for this fight. I didn't start it.
But you weren't like, "Hey, Grandma, I started this," or something. Like, don't get mad at him.
No.
You're just automatically get mad at him. In trouble.
I'm taking the fall without choosing to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So then the parents get home, and they had a little bit of trouble on their Valentine's Day, did they not?
Yeah, they went to two different restaurants.
That's right. And why is that?
Well, Alan says that he made a mistake, and he went to some bar and grill.
Mm-hmm.
Amy went to some French restaurant.
Phil's Grill, I believe.
Yeah, Phil's Grill. Yeah. And Amy went to, like, La Gervais or something like that.
Very good, yes.
Was that it?
No.
Oh. But, yeah, she's tearing Alan a new one over it and stuff. And then she remembers, oh, snap, I went to the wrong one. Turns out, are you guys ready for this?
I'm ready.
I'm sure you are ready because this is basically a recap and you watched the show before you listened. But Amy's been proposed to more than once. And she was proposed to at La Cheve by a something Walthwaite or whatever his name is, like Bob Walthwaite. I keep thinking Bobcat Goldthwait, but that's not it at all.
Can you do a Bobcat?
No, that's premium content.
Right, he sounds there. Like something like this. Okay,
you're making me work today. That might sound.
Attention! I need beer up here now.
It's in the ballpark.
Okay.
Much like Lenny Dykstra was
in the ballpark. Huh? Oh, that's good. Yeah. It took me a minute. I'm getting a little dull over here. I started sharp, but you know, you cut so much and then you just get dull.
See, Amy.
Amy and Alan can't believe it. Like, blah blah Walthwaite. Why would? What? Who's that?
Oh,
just
my
some
God.
Guy. This it's just a drive-by so proposal. It's not that bad.
Yeah, he's like, "You got another family somewhere? Like, did you step out for gum 18 years ago and they're still waiting on you?"
Yeah.
Argument is cut a little short when they notice what?
That the door is broke and the vase is broke.
There you go.
Yep.
We also see Corey and he's reading to Morgan as she's sleeping. Corey promises to pay for the damages. He's not going to tell him.
They're like, "How are you going to pay for it?" And he's like, "Well, I tell you, but the fury of your reaction..." Yeah.
And wake up my sleeping little sister, yes.
Right.
So, of course, let's jump to the fact that Corey and Sean ended up being the team who made the most money in their assignment. And Mr. Feeney invites them to share some tips with the rest of the class. Sean makes a quip about horse racing. And Corey realizes you shouldn't risk betting something you can't afford to lose. Give you a little breather because I believe you got a note here.
That's my note. Like, don't gamble what you can't stand to lose.
Oh, I thought there was a question or something.
Well, what did you learn? Like, just the closing thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll get to that at the end.
Okay.
With class dismissed, Sean finally gives Mika's Valentine's Day card.
Yep.
And it says, "Happy Valentine's Day."
Turn
and
around.
Then it instructs him to turn around. Corey and Sean end up pelting Minkus and Mr. Feeney with Nerf ball guns. But what?
This is the biggest twist of the episode. Feeney has a Nerf gun in his desk.
That's right.
Yeah.
How big was that desk drawer? That was a pretty hefty gun.
I don't know. He must have bought it at the same place Amy got those paper bags to put that big chicken ham hock in from episode one. But
a lot of callbacks to that.
I don't remember this clearly, but did it show Feeney shooting Corey and Sean with the gun?
I mean, it showed him making the action. I don't know if it showed the balls actually hitting them.
What if he pulled out the gun and started shooting Minkus too? And this is just a hit on Minkus. Like, this is how they write him off the show.
And Minkus was never heard from again.
Yeah.
And our end...
That's what you get for trying to snitch on the illegal gambling, Minkus.
There you go.
Yeah.
The end credits has Amy receiving a flower from Corey.
Yep.
So all he could afford once he paid for the window and everything.
Over, yeah.
Which, I don't know how much a window repair cost Any idea? Is it going to take about $680?
Probably not for the window, but you don't know how expensive that vase was.
Mm.
So the vase probably was like $400.
My God. And Alan shows up with a whole bouquet for Amy.
Yeah, because he's got to one-up his son.
I believe it was a bouquet of chameleons.
That's a nice callback.
Thanks. Yeah. He's glad
that... it was roses, though.
Huh?
They didn't look like lizards.
Did they look like camellias?
Quit. Just stop. Just stop.
He's glad that even though Amy was proposed to twice, she only said yes once, and right. It was to him. And then they start getting hot and heavy on the couch.
Yeah, and Amy's like, out here. I like how your voice was like getting more sultry as we went into that.
Here we go, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who broke the stereo? We can't get any music on. But that would have been a good cut, too. Like, they would go turn on music. All right. No. But,
Or it just starts playing that song again.
Yeah. Stop doing that. All right,
what were you going to say?
I forgot now. But no, Amy was like, who... Did I say more than two times or something like that? Or
she said, what makes you think I was only proposed to twice, I believe.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Yeah.
What's your lesson of the week? What did you learn? And what do you think the general thing they wanted us to learn from
you're
this
still,
episode?
You're stealing my part of the show.
Sorry. You stole mine most of this episode. So.
Oh, sorry. That's what I get for being so sharp, right? I did it with no notes. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I mean, I didn't write these.
That's true. So that technically, you did it with no notes, too.
And does it sound like we had notes today?
Kind of, but...
Okay.
What did you learn this week?
Cherry Bun Bun's like, it sounds like you never have notes.
Because he's still listening, right?
I fucking hate this.
I got to turn into it because I'm a miserable piece of shit. Can't stand his own life. But what did you learn this week?
I think my lesson for this week was to not bet on the jockey, to bet on a horse that can run in the mud.
Wasn't that Sean's little advice?
Yeah. So, yes, that's the strong quote of the week.
Oh, my God, I don't think we ever talked about that. We're not going to talk about it either. We'll just let that linger.
And what did you learn this week, my friend?
What did I learn? I learned from you that I've never taken any risks, apparently.
Damn it. I skipped a note.
Okay, go for it.
I don't think you're going to touch on it because of who listens to the show. But I feel like this whole Amy... Alan Boom Boom Pooh Bear situation of mixing up the restaurants is probably something that you could have related to.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Probably.
Anything?
Maybe back in high school.
Mm.
So.
Are you going to open up the vault for us? Or?
For that?
Yeah.
Story for another time.
Okay.
A much younger Kyle.
That might be on the Patreon exclusive.
But for the record, no. I kept my shit straight.
Okay, good.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
Lesson, we got gambling, talked about guns, window repair, kind of touched on our bad reviews. Thanks again. And you can give us more over on iTunes.
Yep.
Love to hear them. They always make me laugh. I appreciate it. I mean, I'll take good ones, too. It's whatever.
We like the good ones, too. It's just more fun to talk about the bad ones.
Yeah. So you can do that over on iTunes. I think maybe all the other places you could potentially leave reviews as well, but I really don't know. Also, maybe you're listening to us on it at this current moment, but we're on Spotify now, so you can do that. A little bit easier access. I wrote a note about Patreon. I don't really know anything about it. We've kind of talked about it privately.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys let us know. If we were to try, would you be into it?
Yeah.
What kind of perks would you want from us? Let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll make that happen if anybody actually gives a fuck.
Yeah. Earlier in the show, we talked about Steven no longer living in a trailer. That's because he's homeless.
That's right. I need some money.
Yeah.
According to the last bad iTunes review, did you see this line where it was like, the only reason that they have such good numbers is because they're on this popular podcasting network?
What podcasting network?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
I mean, we're on one, technically.
We are.
But I'm just going to bury them now. I don't care. We have almost more followers than the podcast network does, so I don't know if that really counts.
Well, you're not really... That's a fact, right?
Yeah.
So you're not really burying them.
Okay.
Is it the pod PWO?
No.
Oh, we're not in that anymore.
That's not really a network.
Just a coalition.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, if we are on a huge podcasting network that I'm not aware of.
Yeah, we should probably be getting some kind of perks ourselves.
Could you guys start opening up the checkbook a little bit, please?
Yeah, we don't work.
I'd like to get back into the trailer at least.
Yeah, you guys don't know the reason why we have delay sometimes with this show is because when it rains, I have to go looking for Steven because his cardboard box washes downstream. So you guys want these a little more timely? We gotta get this dude's stable living condition.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Do you have anything else this week?
Nah, that's good.
All right, thanks for listening to episode 16, Risky Business of Boar Meets World. We'll see you next week.
Before we cut out, though, I would like to say yet again that we joke about the bad comments, but we absolutely love you guys who love the show.
Yeah, thanks to the
love's a little strong. We're a little higher than indifferent about you.
Wait, for the ones that are positive? Or?
Yeah, yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah. Teacher, lady, thanks.
I like how we go to give props to people and we just eventually shit on them.
you're pretty active, so appreciate that. Yeah. The fella over at a podcast about something. Hi.
Yeah. So,
other people, hey and bye.
I'll tell you what, guys, if you pay.
Is this going to end?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to leave it right here. If you guys. If we get a collection of $100 in our Patreon, I will get on Twitter.
Mm.
Yeah.
And boy, you want to pay for that.
Or you don't, probably. It's a pretty bad deal. I'll go ahead and tell you up front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it'll happen.
Yeah. All right. All right. 100 a month.
100 a month. I'll be on Twitter a whole lot then.
That would be great. Help us cover some hosting prices and costs, I guess I should say, instead of prices. Maybe we should get some more equipment.
Eventually, yeah.
$12 mics, only getting us so far.
Yeah, if you guys believe that, yeah, it's true. We use $12 mics.
No mixer, no anything.
No.
Yeah.
Just a lot of talent and cheap mics.
Exactly.
Right.
Bye.
See ya.